This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you guys think Jamie Benn is gone from the Dallas Stars? And if so, who would take the captain spot after that? By the way, quick side note, George Pickens put on social media, and they were like, oh, they wanted to get rid of you. And he goes, I forced it, buddy. They were gladly keeping me. Have a nice day and a blessed one, my guy. And then he deleted the comment because he doesn't understand how social media works, maybe either.
Do you think he was right?
No.
You don't think that he wanted out of there?
I'm not saying that. Forced it? I don't think he forced his way out.
You think
of
this
there.
Is his side of the story?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, and both could be true, right? Yeah. I think he wanted out. I think the team wanted to get rid of him.
They shook hands and found themselves a place.
Let's figure this out together.
Two times this offseason, the Cowboys were the destination in a trade where it seemed like the person that was traded was not happy where they were. The desire to be right on social media is a desire you should not give in to.
Yeah.
Because what ultimately ends up happening is you get into an argument with an idiot. And what do we say about arguing with idiots, Kevin? They'll bring you down to their level with ignorance.
Yeah.
And beat you over the head with it.
True.
So don't argue with idiots is what I always say.
Okay.
Have conversations with friends.
Oh, I like that. That was nice. All right, so go ahead. Let's hear a happy memory. Go ahead and give me cut number 10 so we can showcase some of the awesomeness of Jamie Benn.
Benn out of the bumper to Harley. Wrist shot. Score! Power play goal! Dallas, we are tied!
Boo, I don't like it. Too bad. Except for eventually for Edmonton. Now, let's go to Jamie Benn. I believe his contract is now up with the Dallas Stars, but by all indications, he wants to be back. Go ahead and give me cut number 18. I'm guessing this isn't going to be a long answer from Jamie Benn.
You know, I don't see myself going anywhere else. This is all I know. So hopefully we can get something figured out and then I don't have to answer these questions.
So, fair. So, Jamie Benn finishing up an 8-year, what I think was proven to show a poor $76 million contract. Now, if you want to start sending in like how amazing he was in the locker room and everything like that, like right on. I'm not disputing that, but you paid him at the top end of NHL players. And there is no question that for a bulk of that run, Jamie Benn did not play as a top end player.
Jim Neal's been here since 2013, so he gets that.
Yes,
correct. Like that's on him. And
the Sagan extension too.
That's like, that is kind of looked at as an albatross at this point, right? I'm with Reitma. If you've listened to him on Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show this morning, I'm right there with him. What is the thing that he has left?
Physicality.
Maybe. honestly. Leadership was what the C is, the captaincy is what he has.
Yeah.
And they said, but he's a leader. And he said, where was he whenever Rope got hit in the foot? Yep. And then they did it again.
Yep.
Where was he then? And maybe it was, I mean, he was like, I can't take these stupid penalties. Coach keeps telling me I can't go be the enforcer, whatever. That's the only thing that I think we have left with him. There was a time when he was 200-foot skater. He was the 200-foot player, dude. He was that guy. And you probably expected a continued upward trajectory of him for that matter. And it didn't seem to pan out. His contract's up.
Yep.
They do not have to bring him back.
Correct.
And at the age of 36 years old, I think it is time to tip your cap and say we appreciate you.
Agreed.
The player will want to continue playing for because he wants a cup.
And so can I tell you, that's one of my hesitations to bring him back, is if you were like, what if he would come back on like a 1 year, $2.5 million deal? Like, I hear you on that, but he's still going to take up 15 minutes of ice time. If you tell me that you're going to give him a vet minimum and he knows that he's going to go out there
8 minutes.
Yeah. Or maybe even less than that. Then I would be willing to listen to that. But that feels like that might not be what he wants. And it does feel like it would be somewhat disrespectful from the Stars if that's how they went through it without everybody being on the same page. If everybody is on the same page about all of this, then that kind of changes the dynamic. So let's assume then that he's out the door and Jamie Benn does not come back. Who takes the captain C?
That's a good question.
Because it's, I like, to me,
Maverick Bork.
Okay, maybe. It would not be Tyler Seguin because, like, it's, you're running into the exact same thing. I get it, leadership and everything like that. But if you run into a player who shows flashes of production, but is just not really one of the dudes anymore, I wouldn't do that. So I think there's a clear choice, and I think there are a couple of other choices if you want to potentially go a little bolder.
Ooh, you said a clear choice.
To me, there's a clear choice, and that is Miro. I think Miro is your clear choice, but let's go in a different direction. You want to be bold with it. The Stars say,
dude, he's 25.
I know.
And he already has the respect amongst the league. Like, just think about it. Everybody throughout the playoffs was talking about when Miro gets back.
Yeah.
Not just locally. They were talking about it nationally. And this dude's 25 years old, and when he stepped onto the ice, you knew it.
You
were like, oh, that's why. And the work that he puts in, the way he goes about it, I don't know his connection with his teammates, but it seemed pretty obvious that all of them couldn't wait for him to come back, and they were excited when he was.
Yeah. And because somebody did ask, and it's a fair question.
And Rantanen's here for a while.
Yes.
So a Finnish player being the captain could be a positive thing there, too.
And see, okay, that's an interesting point. I want to get back to that in just 1 second. But when you say loud enough, there can be the verbal person who's loud enough, obviously. But then what Corey said is when he got on the ice, you knew it. And everybody knew it. Everybody could see it. By the way.
And Jamie Benn used to be that.
Sure.
Like, there was a time, if you go back to watching Stars hockey, and I know that it never, again, didn't ultimately pan out ever with him, but we remember those times when we'd watch, we're like, oh yeah, we know Jamie Benn. When he steps on the ice, he's hitting, he's scoring, he's doing all these things because he was special at the time.
Unless they changed the rule in the last couple months, and if they did, I apologize for not knowing. Goalies are not allowed to be captains.
Why is
or
that a
alternate
rule?
Captains.
Do we need a rule for this?
I don't know. It's just what the NHL has in place. It's probably a rule from like 100 years ago
that
nobody ever changed.
Then you know what? Let's actually just put a C on an actual otter and just send that out on the ice as an honorary captain.
Sea otter. I get it. I get what you're doing there. Because multiple people were asking about Ottinger being the captain.
Right.
Unfortunately, right now, not just for the Stars, but for all NHL teams, I believe that's prohibited. Robertson was somebody that came up, but I feel like, not that you have to decide who's the captain based on what the people feel like, but it feels like enough people either think he's soft as a player or soft-spoken, and that wouldn't work.
I got a question about him.
Yeah?
What's his current contract?
I think he only has like a year left, maybe.
You think he's coming back? That's where I am.
Do.
Okay.
But the fact that I would say it like that is probably an indication.
That would be my question is, I don't know whether or not he's coming back. Do you want to put the C on somebody that could be gone the next year?
Fair. And that's why Miro, to me, makes sense.
He runs through 26, through 25, 26.
Okay, seasons. So he has 1 year left. Yeah. All right, here's the other one. And somebody brought this up as a text, so I want to read this. I appreciate this. Wyatt Johnston should at least get an A or future C consideration. So captain, alternate captain, usually you'll see more than one alternate captain. But
gonna make sense.
Yeah, going to throw this out there. Wyatt Johnston, he had a struggle of a playoffs. But the consensus from the Stars is, whether it's because of the money that they gave him or whether it's because of all the stuff you heard about him from the Stars organization in the playoffs, is they seem to believe in him a great deal. So Miro would be my most logical choice. Wyatt Johnston would be my bold choice. If they're like, no, this is the next wave. You're going to lead the next wave. Here's the C for your jersey.
In 56 games played in the playoffs, he has 18 goals, 14 assists, 32 overall points at a minus 16.
And this playoffs crush that.
Numbers, like 18 goals is pretty good. Like that's in the playoffs, you're like, man, I'd like to see a little bit more production. This year, like you just said, was the reason.
Yeah. It's kind of a tale of two playoffs if you look at this year last year.
And you know what? When I hear him talk, he does stand up in front of that room, not necessarily the players, but he stands up in front of the media and says the right things.
Yeah.
He's learned from the best in Pavelski when it comes to that part of it. So I would be hopeful that Pavelski never won a championship too. So maybe that wouldn't be good to have him as your captain. But he's got a lot of the great qualities at such a young age. 22 years old to be the captain would be a little... I would say Miro's the better one for me. Although Wyatt is clearly right there in the conversation. He's just a little young for me.
Would you consider Rantanen? And the only reason I ask consider is because he's new to this
everybody,
team.
Yes, you're right. He's not a star.
In terms of a Dallas star, not a star in
Jamie Benn was... You drafted him. He was your guy. He's your guy. Pavelski, you know, those guys come into your system, but they're not your guys. And you kind of want that to be the thing. This is one that he started as this. He understands the organization, all of this stuff. And this is, again, if Jamie Benn doesn't come back. If Jamie Benn does come back, does he still get the C? Do they just say, hey, we just keep it at that?
And that's part of the deal is I wonder, because he said he doesn't know anything else. He doesn't want to know anything else. I wonder... Because there's that pride factor, and I'm sure he thinks he has earned it and deserved it. And I would argue, obviously, he has. But now, then my question would become, would he come back if you're like, but you're not going to be the captain
anymore? I don't know. Yeah, that would be a really weird thing there.
So if you just...
Rantanen, it makes sense because he's the best player on the ice for the team.
And I bet you could... I might argue that with Miro, but... That's just because Mikko has these unbelievable highs that can't be touched, but also lows that are lower than Miro.
Yeah, I agree. Best real offensive player. Miro's an offensive player as a great defensive player, too.
But I see some people mentioning Hintz as well.
Well, and Roope's name pops into my mind, too. The fact that you have so many Finnish players on this team, like that's a thing that makes sense. We talk about the Rangers, and it's sometimes a split clubhouse. And you have one leader for Latin players, one leader for the U.S.-born players. And so it's kind of a... You walk in, you can see the way the clubhouse is kind of set up, who's sitting next to who because of friendships. And so I do wonder how much Rantanen's nationality along with a lot of these players matters. But again, just named Roope, Mir, all those guys are the same. So... This is very. They have a lot of guys that could be.
So if there's a new captain,
with the most star power is Mikko.
Put your money on a Finnish player. Yeah, is that what you're? Yeah. Is that okay?
Just go ahead and give it to Granlund.
Okay.
I'll take Roope though.
Actually,
like Roope.
The interesting thing about Granlund, and maybe we'll dive into this all a little bit more tomorrow. He's one of their unrestricted free agents. Maverick Bork is restricted, but Ben, Duchesne, Dodonov, Granlund, CeCe. These are some of your more prominent unrestricted free agents that you're looking at for a team with not a ton of money in the offseason. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Free the Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do NFL overreaction plus AM on the FM. We're going to pack it full of content next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. A few sports notes for you. Stephon Diggs is at OTAs today.
Your face.
If you thought he was going to get cut today, maybe they'll wait until the end of the day, which is the worst.
What do you think the conversation is like when, like, do they immediately go, hey, man, what was in the bag? Or does everybody just kind of move on and ignore it?
I don't know if everybody. I feel like if you're the coach and the general manager, you need to have that conversation.
Teammates probably know, right? They're probably like, oh, yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We know.
I guess you can't entirely rule out that one of his teammates helped him get it.
Oh, wow.
Right?
I was talking about all the girls on the boat, Kevin. What are you talking about?
I was talking about the potential drug substance that was in the bag that was pink.
It was just
sea salt.
It was cotton candy.
Oh, okay, maybe. And then also, Nathan Eovaldi, as I'm hopefully you knew by now, did go on the injured list, but it's looking like it's more precautionary than anything, and hopefully the Rangers will be able to bring him off the IL as soon as the time has elapsed. By the way, one more question for you guys before we get to NFL overreaction or reality. How do you get a country girl's attention?
Never mind. I thought this was going to be a real question.
A tractor.
It's only Monday, Alec.
Got a long way to
go,
Majors.
Can you believe that?
It's an uphill battle.
Now, I guess, NFL overreaction or reality. I promise.
Overreaction.
Man, you're probably right to say that. Because I was about to say, I promise not to tell any jokes here. But that was another person who emailed in their joke. All right. So
you don't have to read all of their jokes.
I'm not really sure you understand me as a human being whatsoever. And for the record, they sent in four jokes and I only read you one of them. Okay. NFL overreaction or reality. You think it is a problem that Micah Parsons missed the second week of Cowboys OTAs?
I sway back and forth on this all the time. he, like, okay, Myles Garrett was in Tokyo, and everybody lost their damn minds about.
Was it Chloe Kim that he's dating now or something?
Yeah, and he's in Tokyo, and he's like, I want to buy a house here ASAP.
Neat.
And they're like, why aren't you at OTAs? He's the best player on the field. Like, and that team, but then again, he was the one that was like, y'all need to be better. And then they paid him real quick, and he was like, never mind, I'll keep my mouth shut.
And then remember, another reporter out there, for whatever it's worth, is like, he's not a leader. He's never been a leader. But I don't know how closely you guys ascribe being at OTAs to being a leader.
Yeah. This is what I kind of, for right now, I will go with the Schottenheimer rule. Bill Parcells' rule was, it's OTAs, but you're expected to be there.
Okay.
Schottenheimer's rule is, it says it right there in the first word. It's voluntary OTAs. So I will go with Schottenheimer's approach to this. Is he negotiating? Is this a part of a negotiation?
Sure. Tactic? It definitely could
or is
be.
This just, I don't show up to these things and I won't for the rest of my career, but whenever it's time to play, I will show up every time.
And fair enough, but has that not been one of the knocks on Mike, and not the OTAs, but in terms of, does he always show up in practice? And, you know,
good point.
Like, I'm not making that up. There are plenty of people both inside and outside the organization who feel that way.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid point based on things that we hear. At the moment, I'm going to stick with whatever Schottenheimer's approach is to it. Because if I told Alec, hey, man, you don't have to be there, and he didn't show up to something, I wouldn't be upset if he didn't show up.
I hear you. But if he did, don't you think he'd be like, man.
Gold star.
Yeah. Okay, Alec, where do you fall on this?
I want a gold star now.
Okay, I'll work on that. What if I gave you a gold star every time you sat through one of those jokes?
Oh, I'd have a ton of gold stars by now because I haven't gotten up and left yet.
You'd trade them in for a gold bar at that point.
Ooh.
Yeah, pay off my car. That'd be great. I'm kind of with Corey where Schottenheimer is really big on instilling his own culture and his own beliefs, right? So if he's going to get out here publicly in front of the media on these airwaves and say, I don't care. Like, it literally says, and by rule, we cannot force these players to be here yet. It's not part of, you know, training camp. It's not the middle of summer yet. I don't care. If he's got other places to be, as long as he's making the right decisions, I'm cool with it. Then I'm cool with it, too. But I'm exactly with Corey. I'd rather him be there. Sure. Does it matter to me? No, it's not a problem to me. Overreaction.
Okay, and that's kind of the temperature that I wanted to gauge there. Overreaction or reality? Bryce Young will be on the Pro Bowl team in the next 3 years.
Overreaction.
Ooh, take that, Bryce Young.
I mean, it's tough to get there anyway. There's a lot of good quarterbacks around, so that's, you got to overcome that. And yet, so far, he hasn't proven to be consistently good. So,
do you think they've tightened up the team since there was not a game to drop out of anymore? Because when there's a game, everybody would drop out and like the seventh quarterback would make it. Do you think now they're like, well, I mean, you'd actually have to do anything.
Yeah, it's flag football event weekend. Yeah. So
and you're like, okay, I'll stay.
Yeah. No, I do think that more people are more willing to take the honor of it and the free vacation to Orlando.
Alec?
I'm going to go reality. I think he will, because I think in the NFC, the top two vote getters are probably going to be in the NFC championship game and won't be available for it. So then you're going to slide down the totem pole where it is a fan vote. And hey, maybe some people are just like on their ballots. I don't know who else to vote for.
Yeah.
You know, Bryce, like it's not a shot against him because I don't think he's as bad as people make him out to be. I don't know. But I think some people might be like, you know what, Bryce, you're all right. I'm putting you on the ballot.
I like it. NFL overreaction or reality? This is a big swing. The Buffalo Bills will finally win the Super Bowl and Josh Allen will be the Super Bowl MVP.
This year?
That's right.
Oh!
He was inspired.
Overreaction.
Yeah, hold on. He was inspired by the box office success of Sinners. He got married this weekend.
Now he has a sugar mama. Hmm. You don't even have to worry about it.
I wonder how much money she makes.
More.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm guessing she makes more.
Okay.
I will take the field, Kevin.
Fair.
And that just seems like the better bet. But I love watching him play. Mahomes. I love watching Mahomes play. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. I love watching Josh Allen play. There are some quarterbacks that are just absolutely fun to watch.
Celebrity and net worth, by the way, Haley Steinfeld, $25 million. Josh Allen, $70 million.
So she's not
million.
Quite there yet. That playing Kate Bishop didn't really put her over the top, huh?
I don't know who that is.
It's the Hawkeye show that she was the...
Yeah.
What are you doing here, dude? Are you not paying attention to Marvel?
No, I did, but much like everybody else, I saw the show and immediately forgot about it.
Ouch.
And that's why she only has $25 million instead of $70 million.
I'd make that
deal. But she does have longer to make more money.
Good point.
Like her career is going to, it could last. Helen Mirren's what, 80 something?
But there is some ageism in Hollywood, so.
Helen Mirren.
Okay, you can't just name one person and say that undercuts the entirety of the point.
Diane Keaton.
Betty White.
What's the last?
Betty White.
She died.
Yeah, but still, when she was alive.
Okay. She was huge.
Never mind.
Jane Fonda.
What is the last Jane Fonda thing?
That Brady movie. 80 from Brady or whatever.
That's a good point. Never mind. All right.
That was a blockbuster hit.
Was it?
Oh, no.
Alec, are you going to be bold, unlike Corey with his old lady movies? The Bills will finally win a Super Bowl and Josh Allen will be the MVP of it.
Overreaction. I think that if they were to win a Super Bowl, he would be the MVP. I still don't think they're good enough offensively. I don't think they have enough around him, which is crazy to say about a, you know, alien quarterback.
They scaled back so much, and we're still very, very good this year, but it's still not enough.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know if it's an indictment on Keon Coleman or the play call or whatever. I don't think they have enough to help him out. He can be Superman. He is Superman for all my money, but I don't think they're talented enough outside of him.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Saints will have the number one pick in next year's draft. Look, I know they're going with a hodgepodge of quarterbacks. Tyler Shuck.
Says his name wrong.
Okay, I'm not here to litigate that. But overreaction to reality, New Orleans will be the worst, and they'll get the number one pick.
I can stick with that.
In your face, Shuck.
Somehow they were... It was wild. They were a really good defensive team the last few years whenever you still knew that they just struggled. I still think they have more building to do on that offense, and I think that hiring a new head coach allows you that opportunity, not for him to walk in and say, guys, I'm winning this year, but to go, we have to start building something right now, and it might take a few years before we get there, but whenever we do, y'all get ready to party on bourbon.
Okay.
That team is awful, man. Like, just for a fun exercise, if you're bored today, go look up and down that depth chart and tell me three redeeming qualities about it.
Can't.
You really can't. And it's because they've dug themselves such a deep hole with some of those massive contracts over the past few years on top of their franchise quarterback, whether he was good or not, retiring. You know, it's just a horrible situation. We might have an NFL Rockies situation on our hands this year.
Oh, man.
They might be... like historically bad when you look at some of the numbers at the end of the year. So reality.
Okay. Ooh, I like it. Boldness here. NFL overreaction or reality. Now, I will readily admit I got this one from Sports Illustrated because I thought it was so freaking funny. NFL overreaction or reality. An old high school girlfriend of yours will post pictures of her husband and young children on Instagram in matching jerseys of a team you didn't even know that she rooted for. That is very clever. Props to you, Connor.
Overreaction?
Okay. So, like, essentially...
That seems like a very...
It's very specific, but...
I always say that Tosh starts with a general joke.
Yeah.
And then works it down to that... He's even said this. Works it down to that one person in the audience that he's really connected to. That joke did that.
Okay, but how many people listening right now? I think it might be wider than you think. Well, hold on. All right, shut up. Shut up! I think the audience might be more people than you think that have seen an ex on Instagram. And you're like, since when the hell did she start rooting for that team?
Okay.
She didn't care about sports when we were together. Or she never cheered for them or whatever.
See, and I think maybe I'm just so far away from exes.
Okay.
That I didn't really experience that. Most of Facebook and social media has involved me being with Adrian. So,
okay.
And most of those girls were like, it was high school. So yeah, but I would be pretty offended. I would be like, what are you even doing here?
Alec, you're close to graduating high school.
Shut up. Anyways. I actually have a story about this. That's going to make it reality. Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went to a bar with some buddies. And when we were leaving for the night, I saw my ex getting out of a car with another dude, and they were wearing Rangers jerseys. She was an Astros fan her whole life.
Oh,
he converted
what?
Her?
Yeah, and I couldn't, so I guess skill issue on my part. But yes, reality, because it's literally already happened.
Do you think the sports team that you root for is a choice, or do you think you were born that way?
I was born that way, for sure. Yeah. You know, TCU fan because my grandma worked there forever. Cowboys fan because they used to be season ticket holders and all that. Yeah. So I think I was born that way.
NFL like overreaction or reality for the first time since 2021. Matthew Stafford will surpass 4,000 yards passing. He's still got Puka Nacua. Now Devontae Adams is there. Are they ready to take another step up? Obviously, he has to stay healthy too.
Every year for the last 3 years, I've felt like I've been going, this is the Matt Stafford end. This is when it's finally over. And then he's like, no, I can still stand here and throw the ball though, guys. And then he shows you he can really throw the ball. And that's a good group there. And McVay's very, very smart, very good at what he does. They're going to be a team to deal with, dude. I think that the Rams are going to be very tough to beat this year. Was that your question?
Can he throw for more than 4,000 yards?
Yes.
Okay.
Reality. Has he thrown for more than 4,000
yards? Yeah, it happened 4 years ago.
Mm. He's got enough.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsti Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsti Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTI today or visit MinstiClinic.com. That's MinstiClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay.
He's got enough.
All right.
4 years ago in quarterback years is like 18. It's been a while. It really has. But I do think, to Corey's point, he's got the weaponry to make it happen now, and I do think they have the running game to supplement and at least keep defenses honest. So, and their defense is getting better too. I just think the team as a whole is a lot better than I expected it to be this year. So because of that, I think he's going to defy all of my expectations, and I say, why not? 4,100 yards.
Ooh. NFL overreaction or reality?
4,200 yards.
Oh. All right. 4,250.
Well, I can't go that high.
Mm. Okay. Overreaction or reality, you care even a little bit about where Kirk Cousins plays football next?
I don't.
I didn't think you did.
And look, there might be people out there that love Kirk Cousins. You can love what you want. That's fine by me. That's perfectly okay. I've never really liked him. And here's what's going to happen. He's better than Dak. I'm not arguing that. I don't care, honestly, in that conversation. I didn't even bring it up at first, all right? Kirk Cousins, I think, is a quarterback that existed in the league, and we will always remember that he was around, but never for great things. That's just where he is for me, and that's fair.
Hmm. Alec?
I don't care. I really don't.
See, that's what I thought, because, like, I saw this note, and it was like betting odds for where Kirk Cousins is going to be next.
Because now that isn't caring. That's okay. Caring. That's gambling. Yeah. Right? Like that's or plays.
Okay.
If you
but
will.
See, and I opened it up to see what the answer was, but then I was like, I don't really care. Because like the Cowboys are 33-1, so it's not going to be them. Leading the pack is the Steelers, who were like, hey, Aaron Rodgers, what do you think? And he's like, I got a couple more months before I need to tell you anything. So good luck with that. But Valid. In case you did care, Steelers, Saints, Dolphins, Browns, and Jets.
There you go.
Are the top five.
Steelers, Saints. Saints actually would be the best place for him.
Not if they're trying to get the number one pick, it wouldn't.
That's true, because he's just good enough to get you not the number one overall pick.
Ooh, See, I like that. All right, one more really quick. NFL overreaction or reality? You want me to tell another joke that I've got on email or the fan text?
I didn't hear your question, and I would prefer not to hear it again.
Alec, that means it's up to you.
It's overreaction. I would not like to hear anything.
Man, that was a good strawberry joke. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
I just had some strawberries this morning. Don't. Mm. Dang it. Why did I engage?
Do you think they were all happy? You know how you know if one was sad?
How?
It'd be a blueberry. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
It's almost worse than like if you gave some devastating news in the world and then threw it to me. Like that would have been equally as hard to transition into.
Yeah.
But it is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. I want you to answer the question of the day there on Twitch and YouTube as well. Majors, your hand is raised.
Can I ask you a question of the day?
Ooh.
Can we limit Kevin to one joke per day?
But they're from the fans.
Yeah, no,
they're
I get
from
it.
Our fans.
But write them down and you can tell them over time.
Yeah. Then you just got like a bank. Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. Text in yes or no.
I'm a win.
If you want Kevin to have only one joke per day, no. We will not count the
text
yes votes.
No. Oh, man. See, I'm even confused about what you want people to text.
I don't know.
So now I'm going to say I win.
But I've gotten a lot of emails, so we will have you on the reply all email list. Mm.
We are the email show of record now and the reply all show of record.
Don't reply all.
And tomorrow... I mean, starting tomorrow, maybe the basketball show record. Jason Kidd hops on.
Jason Kidd will be on the show tomorrow at noon.
Oh, wow.
Unless he's listened to most of this show today.
Yeah, he'll probably be like, what did I sign up for? Anyways, gentlemen, I've got some sound to run for you as well. A great hot mic moment from the WWE. Ooh. And if we got time for it, Shaq had a great parting message and a warning for ESPN as Inside the NBA on TNT is done. But... I look at the national day calendar as one does, but you all do that right on the wake up like I do. And I see there's actually a bunch of great days. It's National Rocky Road Day.
Ooh.
It's National Leave the Office Early Day.
All right. See y'all later.
Yep. It's National Bubba Day.
Did you say Bubba?
Yeah. Just for your boys. You know, if you've got somebody you call Bubba.
That's what my dad used to call me.
Yep. That's what I call Brandon.
He's like, come on, Bubba.
It's also International Volkswagen Bus Day.
Dude, Reggie also used to call me Bubba.
Yeah, but he calls me that still.
And you said it one day. It was endearing. Or I can't remember the word you used, but I was like, you're totally right. I felt like Reggie loved me because of that, because he called me Bubba.
And nobody else does. At my age, like at this age, nobody else calls me that. So it felt special.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I feel important to Mr. Atatua. And then the most important holiday today, National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Ooh.
It's oddly specific, but this actually sparked up a conversation in my group chat where one of our buddies was like, is it okay for me to just grab a rotisserie chicken from the grocery store and call that my meal
for
the day?
For sure.
And he was like, it feels weird. It feels wrong. And like he said his girlfriend was judging him for it. We're like, no, it's great macros. If you get it from the right place, it probably tastes amazing. What do you do? Like, you can eat off of it for the whole day. I feel like that's very resourceful, and I think it's one of the most underrated meals.
And it's cost efficient.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on
that. So what do you think is an underrated meal or an underrated snack? 877-881-1053. That's a solid one.
PB&J is very underrated, and I don't go to it enough. I didn't go to it enough for a long time. Whenever I was in elementary school, because they gave the peanut butter and jelly out as the you forgot your lunch, here have a peanut butter and jelly. By the way, too much peanut butter. Always. They caked it on, even though I like a lot of peanut butter. But then in my mind, that was the I forgot my lunch. Everything else is my regular lunch. So I just forgot about PB&J until I got on my own. And whenever bills and things need to be paid, and you're buying things, you're like, peanut butter and jelly is pretty cheap. You can make a lot of sandwiches. And so therefore it became an essential. Then I got married and peanut butter and jelly kind of went to the wayside for a while. It's gotten a renaissance over the last few years. And I think that people forget how good of a sandwich it actually can be.
I think it's ramen. You've seen
great answer.
A lot of fancier ramen places pop up because they know they can make that for 20 cents. Even with inflation, 30 cents.
Here, let's throw this one slice of pork in
there. And then that's what they do.
And half an egg.
You can stay at home, chop up some hot dogs in there, have yourself just a delicious meal, or you can just have it sometimes with the sauce plain. I don't think that's too bad at all. And it's cheap as hell.
And there, like you're saying, there's so many routes you can go to customize it and make it your own and still keep it cheap. I did see something crazy yesterday that now that you brought it up, I think on Instagram, there's a place, I don't know if it was local or not, it might have been just a random thing that popped up on my feed, but some places are doing ramen on tap where you get your like bowl of noodles and there's different taps, like almost amazing. Like a bar, and you choose what kind of broth you want.
Oh,
yeah.
I am stupid, but am I stupid for thinking you would pull the tap and all the noodles would start coming out? That is 100%, Corey. Don't judge me. That is 100% what I was thinking of. Is you pull it.
No,
text in if you were thinking that. You pull the tap and the noodles come out.
Here's why I don't think that you're stupid for that. There are plenty of other reasons. I also think you're very smart. So I don't think you're stupid for that. Because as a child, I thought you were born with all the hair you would ever have, and that it just, as it grew out, there was just more in there and it was all coiled up in your body somewhere. And so that makes sense to me how you would think the noodles would pour out of the tap. Like you're going to a soft serve ice cream shop or something.
Alec, I was changing my plans for tonight and I was going to try to find ramen on tap that I could go eat tonight.
That would be so cool, but it would be kind of gross at the same time. Okay. All of it just piling out of a tap.
Thank you,
fan textures.
I am seen from the 214. I was 100% thinking the same thing from the 469. Me too, Kevin, from the 682. That is exactly what I was thinking, bro, from the 817. Not going to lie. I was thinking the same thing. Another 817. Me too. And on and on and on.
I'm not blaming you for it. The reason I'm laughing is I'm just seeing it in my head walking up to Absolutely. A tap and a bunch of noodles just yes. flopping out of there.
Yes.
It's a weird
image. But you
want
to try it, right?
Yes, I do. But it was kind of crazy, though, to see somebody pull a tap and the liquid coming out was like steaming hot. It was kind of off-putting in a way. Like, I'd still try it, but it was like, that's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to be like cold and foamy, not hot and steamy. But your most underrated meals and snacks, 877-881-1053. My dad would agree with this from the 469, the bologna sandwich.
Yeah, I don't love bologna.
Well, why not?
I don't either.
Unless it's rolled into hot dog form.
Mm.
I mean, that's all it is, yeah. essentially. Yeah. Fried bologna sandwich is pretty good. I don't eat a lot of bologna, all right? Because it's spelled weird, but...
really?
Yeah.
Man.
It should be B-L-A-L-O-N-E-Y. Like, that's how bologna... Not bologna, all right?
No.
But I don't make the words.
You think Tyler Shuck is a big bologna guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so.
I can see that.
Like, yeah, look at those letters.
Yeah, misspelling. Losers.
Can't wait to get that bologna.
I don't like how you said that. Let's see. Spam and ramen with egg from the 469. How do you dress up your ramen, your go-to ramen, Kevin?
You guys will hate it. I'll put the sauce on it and I'll cut up a couple, heat up.
You call it sauce?
And cut up, yeah, or the powder, whatever. And cut up some hot dogs and put them in there.
The broth?
Yeah, but like you mix it in there.
Okay.
So
I'm sure there's some sauce that gets put in there too.
No, but it's like your little packet.
Some dynamite sauce or something like that, you know?
Your little packet.
I don't have a lot of, my family gets a lot of ramen. Hmm. Ramen. They'll order ramen, and it is the one with like the slice of pork,
yeah,
and a few mushrooms and then some, you know, oat curd or something. I don't know. Some other stuff.
Hmm. Some oat
some
what?
Sprouts, you know, get thrown in there and I'm just like, all right, that looks tasty. And then it tastes like a mint to me. You know?
Okay.
Let's see. Hopefully the 972 isn't getting it from the same place that Corey does, beef jerky.
Yeah, that's at the gas station next door.
Man, it looked like his teeth were going to come out trying to chew that thing.
Let's see. The 214 says fish sticks and then mac and cheese. Wildly underrated.
Dude, okay.
Do you like fish sticks, Alec?
Not really.
He didn't fall for it.
Yeah. I can see right
fish sticks are fantastic. I will say that. But lately, the frozen taquitos we throw in the air fryer, and I don't know what kind of meat's inside. I have no clue.
Well, that's the magic. Just like with the hot dog. Yeah. Don't ask.
It's much like a jack-in-the-box taco. Mm. What actually is that?
Mystery meat.
You don't want to know.
Don't care. Just bite into it and enjoy. But the little taquitos have become a fantastic snack that I do think that not a lot of people think enough about whenever they're at the grocery store in the frozen food aisles.
I loved those as a kid. I could not stop eating those. Those were amazing. You just brought back a memory. I need to go get some
Thank
now.
Thank you.
I'd say mine, I actually learned from my track coaches in middle school. It goes hand in hand with Corey with the PB&J, but you add that, not onto the sandwich, just as a side, some fruit snacks. And the reason we did that was because the PB&J, you get the carbs, you get a little bit of protein, and it's filling, right? And then the fruit snacks afterwards, just a little bit of sugar to help you get a little bit of energy. So if I go on a run or something, that is the pre-run meal, is I gotta have the PB&J or the fruit snacks, or better yet, both, just to get the little bit of nutrition.
Let me ask you a serious question that will sound childish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the fruit snacks better if it's like a character fruit snacks, or do you not care?
I don't care, but I do have a theory that the themed ones and the licensed ones probably taste better. Like the Scooby-Doo ones were always elite as a kid.
Really?
Did not think we were going to get that out of them.
I've always been a fan of the whatever flavor it is shaped like that flavor. Like if it's lime flavor, it's shaped like a lime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Much like Runts, if you will. But I think, I mean, we all forget maybe the best fruit snack was the Gusher.
Hmm.
Man, I remember Gushers.
Well, they're not dead. They're still very much alive, and they're still very good.
Gushers out there.
They have like different variations too now. They're kind of kind of branching out now. I just like the OGs. I haven't even tried any of the new stuff.
I honestly did not know they still made those.
They're awesome. They're still really good. But we had a hot mic moment on Friday Night SmackDown.
This whole show's a hot mic moment today.
Yeah, it really is.
I love you guys.
Also being drawn off sides. Wade Barrett, the color commentator, he saw the camera pulling away, which is kind of like iconic during an entrance that they're about to go to break. And he didn't realize that they were still on national television on the USA Network. And he said this.
Man, you got to see that view behind us. Look at this.
And you could kind of hear Tessitore under his breath saying, hey, we're still alive. Still alive, buddy. So we can't really do that. Can't really do that.
Is that in reference to everyone like yeeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was turning around just like, look at this sea of humanity going absolutely crazy.
Talking and then, like a regular human.
Yeah. And yes. Then real quick, we know that Inside the NBA on TNT is no more, as TNT was too cheap to keep the rights to the NBA. So that show is going to be going to ESPN. And Shaquille O'Neal had a brief message for ESPN in regards to their upcoming debut.
And to that new network we coming to, we not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We not coming to F around. We kicking ass, we taking names, and we taking over.
Oh.
On live TV, and then Kenny the Jet Smith ended up copying him in his farewell speech. But really, if you get a chance, listen to Ernie Johnson's farewell to TNT.
It was more measured and
nice. And yeah. Ernie's just so great at speaking from the heart. I could listen to him talk all day. I hope I could talk to him one day. That would be awesome. Just talk about life. Not even basketball or broadcasting, just life. But yeah, their farewells were very bittersweet. It's not like it's going anywhere. It's just going to a new network. But still, the NBA on TNT is no more. Rest in peace to a great, great run for the NBA.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Major.
The softest umpire ever, and Tom Cruise as this character forever. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.